All right, this fella here and all of his group has been here for a long time. And we're going to have to take just a moment to get them set up because they require a little bit of room. But y'all stick around because they are well worth watching. If you'll learn to do this, you won't have to go to aerobics classes or none of that stuff. Lloyd's been coming to this festival for about 30 years. I first met Lloyd Baldwin back when I first went to the University of Florida about 1977. They used to have what they called the Melrose Picking. And that was every Wednesday night out at the Baldwin place over in Melrose. And people would just gather there. You never knew who was going to show up. Sometimes Will McLean would be there, different ones. Don Grooms would be there a lot of the time. And that's where I met Lloyd and his brother Brent and all the guys around there. And I don't think you'll ever meet anybody that's just genuine people. These are good folks, and we're always glad to see them, the kind of folks that you always look forward to seeing them the next time. And if, when you say that to somebody, then you said a lot about them. We've got some personnel here with Lloyd. Buzz Sibley's going to be playing fiddle here with him. Buzz came in especially for this festival. Marion Lashley is on guitar. Joe Nelson will be also be playing fiddle, banjo, and guitar, whichever he can decide on. Bill Martin on auto harp. Pat Shields on mandolin and guitar. And Will Sager on bass. And, of course, Lloyd Baldwin is the ringleader of this bunch. And they got to get a few microphones set up for them right on. Lloyd told me one time a story about when he went to college the first time. Said he went off to college, went up to around Atlanta and went to a college up there. And said he got to needing money because he played the banjo all the time and played the fiddle all the time and didn't go to class like he ought to, and he got to needing money. So he called home. He talked to his daddy. He said, "Listen here, Pa. I said, you know, they got a program up here that they said they can teach a dog how to read." He said, and it don't cost but $1,000. And if you send old Fido up here with $1,000, they'll teach him how to read. You'll be the only fella down there with a dog that can read. His dad said, "You know, I wouldn't mind having a dog that could read." So he sent old Fido and $1,000 up there to Lloyd in Atlanta. Well, Lloyd kept on playing fiddle and banjo and messing around up there and got needing more money again. So he called his daddy again and said, "Listen here, Pa. They tell me that old Fido is doing real good, and he's showing a lot of promise, and he is already just a reading up a storm, and they do believe that for another $1,000, they could teach him to talk." He said, "You're kidding." He said, "Nope." He said, "They got this new thing out. They can teach a dog to talk. You'd be the only fella down there with a dog that could talk and read." He said, "Well, all right." So he sent him another $1,000. Well, then it came Christmas time, and Lloyd had to go home for Christmas break, and he knew he was in a dilemma. So he shot old Fido, got rid of him. He got home, and his daddy said, "Good to see you, son, but where's the dog? I want to talk to Fido." He said, "Well, I got some bad news, Pa." Says, "You know, I was getting ready to come down here today. Old Fido was sitting over there in the corner reading the newspaper, and I was shaving. And all of a sudden, he looked over them little reading glasses of his, and he said, 'By the way, is your daddy still running around with that little blonde waitress out there on the interstate?'" And his daddy said, "I hope you shot that lying dog." We got a little bit more to do, I guess. Y'all know the difference. He got an auto harp over there. You know the difference between an auto harp and a hammered dulcimer, don't you? A hammered dulcimer burns longer.
Always making fun of the auto harp player.
difference between a banjo and a trampoline? It's customary to take your shoes off when you jump on a trampoline. Said this fellow went to New York City, took his banjo with him, you know, of course, left it on the back seat of his car and went sightseeing and was careless and forgot to lock the doors to his car right in the middle of New York City. He came back 2 hours later. There was 10 more banjos in there. Well, they'll get it here in a minute. We just want to tell you how much we do appreciate those of you that have stuck around here this evening. And we appreciate you staying here and to the end. We know we ran over a little bit. It couldn't be helped. Roseanne's airplane didn't get in until 2 hours later than what they were supposed to. And that was our holdup this evening. It was something that we couldn't control. But they had to get their sound check done, just like we having to do it for Lloyd and them, because they just worth just as much as any Roseanne Cashes, anybody else, as far as I'm concerned. They used to be called Lloyd Baldwin and Friends, but I understand they may be changing their name to Osama Bin Dome and the Cracker Terrorist Band.
Sad but true.
They got just a little more yet? They still ain't got your no juice over there? Y'all ready?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, here we go. Y'all make them welcome. Lloyd Baldwin and Friends.
Clogging here. at the Folk Festival for 29 years. And it's, isn't that wonderful? And it's not us personally, but the group. In fact, we have some of our original cloggers in the front row. We would like to thank the organizers of this wonderful folk festival. They have done so much work and devoted so much time in bringing so much talent together, and we're very happy to be here. We'd also like to thank our band, the Fish Camp Cut-Ups, who have recently changed their name, we've been told, but they're always a joy to perform with. So thank you, and we are the Cross Creek Cloggers.
well, here we are again at the Florida Folk Festival. And you heard a little bit about us changing our name to the Osama Bin Dome and the Cracker Terrorist Band. That's because when we first came down here, since the Nashville character was a little bit late, we got turned away at the gate. We were not allowed to bring our instruments close to the stage because they were afraid, I guess, we're going to strap explosive banjos around their waists and come out and try to play with it. But anyway, we're here now, so we're back to being the fish camp cut-ups, and we'd like to compliment the State Park staff for getting the festival together on very short notice this year. If you see somebody walking around in a green shirt, please say thank you very much.
Yeah. Yeah. Woo!
Okay, we're going to give the cloggers a little bit of a rest and sing a song for you now. This is a song called We're Gonna Have a Good Time Tonight, because that's what we're all here for. Ready, boys?
Ready, boys.
Come dressed to kill, or don't you come at all. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Now, you gentlemen and ladies, go circulate the news. We're gonna have a good time tonight. If you want to dance with me, put on your dancing shoes. We're gonna have a good time tonight. One more. We're going to call the cloggers back out while I'm retuning the fiddle here. And we've actually got a third name for the band this weekend, and that's Joke on the Sound Man.
Joke on the Sound Man.
These fellas do a pretty good job here. It's pretty hard to make a bunch like us sound good. In fact, I always heard it said that old-time music is better than it sounds, but these sound men give us a lot of help, and they put up with a lot of nonsense from especially this much, so how about giving them a hand?
They dance off.
What?
They dance off the stage.
What?
They dance off the stage.
All righty. Okay, this
next routine is called Crossvine, and it's a routine that I put together using steps that we sort of taught each other one summer about 3 years ago, And one of the steps in this was contributed by a former member of ours who passed away last year. He danced up into his early 80s before he passed, and his name is Stadell. So Crossvine is in honor of Stadell tonight.
Paraphrase Gamble Rogers, this is the last fiddle I'm going to buy at a Stucky stand.
Hey, Ebenezer. Thank you.
last dance is called Dominoes, and it's the last of our choreographed routines. After that, we're going to have what's called a green grass. And there's a real treat in store for you tonight, because a lot of our former cloggers, and you're never a former clogger, you're just not clogging at the moment. But anyhow, they're going to be clogging tonight. They're going to come up and join us after this next one. We're so excited to have them. And next year will be our 30th anniversary, and we're talking about a reunion. So anyhow, hopefully we'll see you with a full stage next year.
Pretty peppy, huh? Okay.
Yeah, believe it or not. Time we'd like to invite all those cloggers to come up here and join us. So come on up.
While the cloggers are coming up, we'll quickly introduce the band. We got Pat Shields on mandolin, also known as the Incredible Book. got Joe Nelson, the Georgia Heartthrob, on banjo. I'm Lloyd Baldwin. I'm on the fiddle. We got Buzz Sibley back here. He comes in from Louisiana every year to play with us. Bill Martin from Mentone, Alabama, on the auto harp. Marion Lashley on the guitar. And Willie Sager on the bass.
Just proud to be here. Thanks a lot. Now, we're all going to go back to the campground and crawl in our campers and get a good night's sleep and wake up ready to go in the morning. Thanks a lot.
Don't let him lie to you. Thank you all for staying up so late with us tonight. We had a wonderful time in this festival, a magic place. Thank you. Good night.
Thank you. Let's hear it again for Lloyd Baldwin and friends and all the cloggers. Y'all be back with us tomorrow night right here. We've got another big show coming up tomorrow night. A lot of the folks.